having a haftoch on the future, knowing what's going to be, helps you to deal with the nisoinis you're having now. So I'm going with his mahalach, where he says it doesn't. Kuf Peites, I'm leaving out Kuf Peites because it basically gives more stories about him and his family in the war, whatever. It's manyan and very interesting. I don't know, people want stories, maybe we'll keep it for the end of the week. End of the week's last for stories. Chofetz Chaim used to tell stories in the yeshiva on Friday morning in the shiur. Okay, let's go weiter with the sugya. It's also a bit of a story, so the Yotzi is on the story as well. Lifnei mispar shanim, kashezachiti lechaten es biti atzira, nesati na'um ve'echas mesudu sheva brochus. He made a chassan of one of his daughters, and his daughter, and there was sheva brochus. Pasha shwe yisa pasha shreifti. V'perashti es aposuk tomim tiyem Hashem elokecho. Oh, pasha shreifti, he's got pasha's... Coming to him, Hashem Lokech, he's got a ready-made drosha. Avite divrei Rashi HaKodesh, v'kshiti al divrei Rashi, Rashi pashtenu, madua bo la'ach melachai v'sa'adem liftoch al pimidas ha'betochan ha'gubur b'yaisa. Rashi, who's supposed to explain Poshut Pshat, we had this kasha, we raised it. What's he bringing? The highest level of betochan a person can reach. Al techakol asidois. Tava sharamban. Matiru kedei la'argia lo'eder es ruchu yishal odem hanimtso b'tzoro. Tomim tiyem Hashem alokecha al techakol asidois. Vati es tshuvosi l'kedi'il. Explain the way I said it. Above, da'agosu sh'rashi eitza maisis v'shimushis. Rashi's dargi is an eitz toiva. It's mamash halacha lemaisa practic. Hare adam eni yoicha la'av in es asidois. Person can't understand the future, can't understand the present even. Gamim yachoko acharev, even if you'll spend the rest of your life trying to work out what's going to be in the future, you won't get it right. Sherei koten hu midai. You're too small to understand the way the world's unfolding. Hudoyim ala tinuk, shesichlo einu mevin, shiyeh ba'asid odom godol, b'teiru b'lamazeo, shiyeh kechofetz chayim. He's like a little baby. You're trying to explain to you, one day you'll be the Chofetz Chaim. Lo medei mazeh Chofetz Chaim. He's too small to understand. L'cheini evchel argir mibechi val yedei hezba atidos. You can't stop a baby crying because you tell him, what are you crying for? In 50 years' time, you're going to be the Chofetz Chaim. Thank you. Why didn't you tell me? I wouldn't have got so upset because I didn't get a chocolate. You know? Chofetz Chaim, what is it? Zeloze. B'cheini evshel agir mibechiv al yedei hezba asidus. Hayu bedvarai gam chidoidim shesimchu esachosin v'kale. Ritziti shekobnei ha-mishpacha achi v'choisi bonai v'nechda yilmodu ma'i dmusu shel yudi ma'amin. He had his whole family there. He wanted to use an opportunity to get across to his children, his grandchildren. Ma'ze dmus shel yudi ma'amin. What does a Jew who's a ma'amin look like? Yudi shemekayim bepoel esatzosa shol Rashi v'nimtza bedaga kol gevul shol betochen. What is a person who's mekayim this Rashi, this high level of talk? What does he look like? L'chein paniti la'avi v'sholti v'nifnei kol ha'tzibu. And I asked him in front of everybody, ha'im zoyche ata abba ma amati li lifnei 50 shana mitachas ha'mesicha. They used to bo'es ha'miklat b'Budapest, b'Hungaria. They were hiding out in a miklat in Budapest from the Nazis, and you see, I left out the story. His father survived. They lived in America. Yeah. They all survived. Everybody survived except the child that was born in Auschwitz. Just one second, I left out the story. So now I got into trouble. Okay, so we're going to stop for a minute. We're going to go back and do the story that I didn't like really have koiches to do stories, but we don't have a choice because he's now going to ask his father to remember what happened. He's not going to tell you what happened because he did on the page before. B'chanukah shel shnas arbim v'arba, 1944, Chanukah nifla petzatza al abinyan u'benisim nisim nitzalnu. A bomb fell on the building we were living in and we survived with nisim. Ulam dirosa nerchova, the house obviously was destroyed. Vanu mechrochim, let us lemiklat. Let us go live in a bunker somewhere.
Sorry, where were they? Where is this happening?
Budapest. Shebu Ungaria. They fled from Czechoslovakia to Hungary. האיסה זה ציפי פויס נוירו. גורו שם גויים רבים, שלעצו לשכב אחד סמוך מאוד לשני. The bunker, could you understand, was packed with goyim. They were pretending to be goyim. They were running away from the Nazis, pretending to be goyim. So they were living where the goyim were living in this little bunker that was overpopulated. But they didn't have a choice. Kishapetzia aboker rishon leshosanu b'miklat ala rayon v'leiv abba. Gutechans mesmichose. What do you do? You got to daven. You got to put on tefillin. You got to carry on living a life. His father wasn't someone who found heterim so quickly. His father came up with a wonderful idea. He took the blanket that they had, and they went under the blanket. Umitachas lisman, he had tefillin with pillow. They put on tefillin under the, not him of his father, put on tefillin under the blanket. Haisus mesiris nefesh mashmis shitraksha midei yom b'boker. Mesiris nefesh kapshuta, they finally bring that you're dead. There's no gauge.
So can I just ask a question? His mother was in Auschwitz.
His mother had been taken away.
Hiding in Auschwitz, but his father was with him.
His father was with him and three of his brothers. If you want to read the whole story, you can read it.
I just wanted the background. He was with his father.
He was with his father with two of his brothers.
And his mother was.
His mother had already. This probably was already when his mother had already been caught or not caught. I don't know exactly when this happened.
So she was waiting for liberation in the camp.
She was in Auschwitz. Yeah. Either she was just before going to Auschwitz or also Auschwitz. I don't know exactly when this happened. But eventually they got split.
Okay.
His mother got sent to Auschwitz, and they stayed hiding. Every day my father used to call me under the blanket and he used to daven with me. Obviously enormous danger. The goyim thought they were sleeping. We were doing it right next to them. You're in overcrowded miklat and you're the only Jews and everyone else is goyim, and you yom palanu. You davened every day. בשבת קודש היה מלא דותי את השבת וגדול שוב ומשכילי ללא הרב שאני יהודי ועל לשמור בכל ליבי את מצוות השבת. Shabbos, he used to teach us about Shabbos and Kedushas of Shabbos and remind us that we're Jews and we have to keep Shabbos. וחשש כל הזמן שם היום. He was worried he was going to die and he had to teach his children as quickly as possible. No yeh mili amaydes, bonov, it's bonov Torah. If he dies, who's going to teach his children Torah? So it was under lach, it's to teach his children Torah. באחד היומים היו הפגזות כבדות מאוד. One of the days, the bombs were very, very heavy. אבא זיכרוני לברכה עמד אז על מדרגת המקלט. His father stood on the stairs of the מקלט, מוצמס הפגזה, הוא נפל עצר מגובה גרם המדרגות, ואיבד את הקורסה רחמנו לצלב. He was standing on the steps, and from the bombs, he fell, whatever, and he lost consciousness. Shavno to ala mitoso va'ad shebo akros halav. I took his father. He must have been 5 or 6 at the time. He took his father back to the bed, got him sorted out, whatever. Lat he regained consciousness. Lacham espara gimu korala kenes lamita. After all, he told me to get under the blanket with him. The shem shenayg midayom b'matalish valel yachad. The way he did every day to daven. הוא אמר לי, קראתי לך כי אני רוצה למסור לך את צבוסי האחרונה. I've called you because I want to give you my last will and testament. הייתי אז ילד בן 6. ומעמד זה נחרט עמוק בליבי. You can imagine an impression was made on it. וחוזר זה עומד לנגד עיני כאילו התרחש היום ורטט אויבי בי. Shaking, it was mama, she didn't know what to do. Give so even be by some regard, aim a shame, metachas le smicha. The koha yudvaru hamartitib. These are the fraught, fateful words he told me. Pnea yaka, an yaloch lamut. The son of Atuda. Kochotai oiz vimoti, my strength leaving me. Ima menastam kvalo at yelachem. Ah, said it should have really been taken. אבא יודע שמי שמגיע למחנות במצב מיוחד כשלאימי אינו שב. Someone who arrives in Auschwitz, מיוחד pregnant, didn't return. הוא לא עלה די תושעים החי. He had no מושג that his mother was still alive. אבל אל תדאג. Lovely, you tell a 6-year-old, listen, I'm about to die. You're in the middle of a war. There's bombs falling over the place. Your mother's probably dead already. You've got 2 or 3 brothers to look after. But don't worry. הקודש ברוך הוא אבי ישראל מביא שמול לכם. You just try and be strong, Hashem will take care of you. בקרוב תגמר מלחמה ומשיח יגיעו. The war's gonna end soon and Mashiach's coming. עליך לשמוע על שלישת אחי חתנים. Oh, yeah, three little brothers took off as well. ולאים אליהם כי מדהים הם. And make sure that you teach them everything you know. They're gonna be, you know, you're another Jews. הנה אלו שמויסיים היהודים. ואבא מסל יש שמויס המלאכי, יצחק צבי, אבא חי ויחיל. He told me the Hebrew names, because they didn't know the Hebrew names themselves. Too dangerous to tell kids that are pretending to be goyim that they're Jews. They didn't know they were Jews. That's what he told him. זה הסיפור. ברוך השם, he lived and he survived and he made it to America and he had many more children afterwards, whatever. And now he's sitting where? He's sitting at the Sheva Brochas of his granddaughter. With great-grandchildren at the Sheva Brochas.
This is his father.
His father that was about to die, that gave him his last will and testament under the sheet. So he turns to his father and says, האם אתה זוכר, אבא, מה אמרתי לי לפני 50 שנה מתחס הסמיכה באיס המקלט בבודפסט, בונגריה? You remember what you told me? And what you just did now. You remember what you told me? מסעתי לי צבא, ואמרתי לי שאתה הולך למות. You gave me your wool and you told me about to die. ברגעים אלו, חיזקת אותי שלא אשבע. You gave me חיזוק, don't break. גם אם לא תהיה לי אמא, even if I don't have a mother and a father, שאבטח בהשם כי הוא יהיה אמי, אז זוהי חייתה. You remember, you told me, don't worry, השם will take care of you, הכל יהיה בסדר. אבי אינן בראשה, he nodded, he's remembered. ואני שחזעתי את המוער המרגש לפני כל בני משפחתי. And then he told the story to the whole Sheva Brochas, like I just told you. זוהי דוגמה שעליהם לשמוע עוד עושה. איך הסבי התנהג בגבורת נפש ובבתוכן בהשם יסברק ברגועים הקריטים ביועס על אדמוס. That's what a person is doing with his last few minutes on life. Just making sure that your kids are okay, everything's taken care of. Calming your son down. That's what he was doing. לאחר שסיינתי את דבריי, פניתי לאבא ז"ל ואמרתי, אבא, תאר לך שהייתי נובי. In that moment, when you were lying on the bed, imagine if you were a novi. היודע אסס סידויס, who knows the future. ובאיס הזמן שבו אמרתי לי אסס הצבא אחרינו, שלך במקלט ההונגרי, that moment when you were heading over your final wall to me, in that bunker in Hungary, היית אימא לך. אבא, מה אתה מדבר? אתה תחיה, וגם אם אתה תחזור מאושוויץ, וילדו אליכם עוד 50 ילדים, 5 ילדים. What are you talking about? I'm a novi, I've looked into the future, this is what it's going to be. You're going to survive, Emma's going to come back from Auschwitz, you're going to have 5 more children in America, ולא זו בלבד, אלא שבועית 50 שנה, אתה תהיה מזומן לשבע ברוכה של ביתי הקטנה, you're going to be at the שבע ברוכה in 50 years time of your granddaughter. במונסי, שבארצות הברית, האם הייתי מאמין? You would have believed me if I told you that. Abba bit me va ma lo. Bechlet lo hayti mamin. I wouldn't have believed even a novi. Usafti lo shoel. Vayimi temara lecha tmona chai shel suda sheva brochus hazu im hayti me'oided u'mitchazek mikach. What if it's if I would have shown you the video of this sheva brochus now then in that bunk in Hungary? Hashem would have showed you the video. This is what's going to be. Would it have made you feel better? Would it have given you strength? Ma lo. כשאדם נמצא במצב כה קשה, הוא לא מסוגל לקבל מסורים מעין אלו. When a person is in such a difficult matzav, knowing that things are going to get better in 50 years' time, לא זה. אבא נפטר בחב זין, סיוון תפשין נון תת. That's, 30 years ago? 20 years ago. 20 years ago. 20 years ago. והספר אמרתי כי בסך הכל הוא איחס הרכבת ב-55 שנים. He was nifed on the yortzeit של אירוי סרדלי, ביום שבו ניסוי כל בני משפחת רבו וחברו. He was nifed on the yortzeit of the liquidation of the city, of the town, of his whole family who were killed on that day. So in the Hesped, he said that he delayed the train for 55 years. Hey, Meizu al Kiddush Hashem. Voisahuta, Kodesh Boru, Chiyot al Kiddush Hashem. May his memory be a blessing. He lived 55 years as Kiddush Hashem. They died as Kiddush Hashem. He was able to live another 55 years of Kiddush Hashem. But the point he's trying to bring out here is that when a person's b'mitzuka, when a person's mamash in a matzav, telling him that things are going to get better in 20 years' time, law is there. Now you can argue with that back and forward.
I got a seven, brother.
Why do I need to listen
to the it happens that the Shemabach, the whole family's together, and you have an opportunity when the whole family's together to give them a shtickl. You walk away from a Sheva Brochas like that as a kid, you take that with for the rest of your life. You live your life differently when you know that that's where you came from. That's one of the things we're jealous of the FFBs of, no? Some of them, anyway. And they have Masoiris, they know where they came from, they know who their grandparents were, we don't know anything. Shuvosa shall abi mamchishes asheoide samati pirusha shall Rashi. And that his father's answer is the pirush of Rashi. Pirush the eini chumra, ela eitzem moila. This pirush of Tomim Tiem Hashem Elokech is not a chumra, it's poshut, it's just an eitzem toiva. Rashi ki ilo eimelano, yudi altach hakoala chasidois. First of all, why shouldn't you look into the future? Because you can't understand it. That's how you have to conduct yourself, because that's a mitzvah shel Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show me your ways, I want to see your face, I want to look at you. Hashem says you can't. So what did he show him? The back of his head, the tefillin. The Yankee says, watch Pshat, he says, you can't look forward. Looking forward doesn't help, you can't understand. But look back and see where you've come from. Go back and write a Megillah of your life and see how many times the Kodesh Baruch Hu's pulled you out of the mess. Gave you this, looked after you, took care of you this, organized this, hashgacha, whatever. You're in trouble now, you're in problems now, you're not even going to get out of this mess. Looking forward's not going to help. Altachok alasidois. What do you do? Look back. How did you get this far? Well, how am I going to feed my family? How did you feed your family up to now? How are you going to get it? Go back and write a Megillah's Esther for yourself and have a look and see exactly. You'll see every step of the way has been perfectly planned. So that's the Vortia is going and looking forward doesn't help. I'm not convinced. If it helps, use it. I'm not saying not. But the end of the day is what we've come away with here, and it's Mo'ot Chashuv, is to Chazer this Shtikl Rashi. We're not on a level of Betoch and we're going to get whatever we want. Even if it would be, it would be a very dangerous place to be, because then you're left having to know what's good for you, and we don't know what's good for us. So therefore, it's better to let Hashem run the world and run your life. If a person is understanding and internalized and living with this, you should have a big kasha now. You should have two big kashas, and we've spoken about this. Oh, peregim. Yishtadles v'bitoch. And after that, tfile v'bitoch. What am I davening to change something? This is the best thing I could do. You just said, kol shev alechem makabel ba'ava, b'simcha ba'ava, whatever comes upon you, makabel ba'ava. No, makabel ba'ava, what does that mean? Change it, daven, work to change. No, makabel ba'ava means I'm makabel ba'ava. So what am I making yishtadles, and what am I working, and what am I doing stuff for? Here's a Mahalach Yain Ishtadlis, which is not exactly what we've been speaking about. It's a Mahalach Yain Ishtadlis. It's a very useful, powerful Ishtadlis. Mahalach Yain Ishtadlis, and you have to kind of... It's the same as what we said about Betochen right in the beginning, the Meshes Chochma. There's many drachim in Betochen, and there's many drachim in Ishtadlis, and each one has its time and place, and its person that it's shaykh to. We have to try and see how to weave this into our day-to-day existence. It's a local kach pashuk. He has a very interesting approach to Betochen, and he's going with the Chovis Lavovas Dafka. Interesting. Mahalach in Ishtadlis is the Mahalach of the Chovis Lavovas point. Zechine b'sater Ishmael ahavin ki ikat tafkideinu hu leitalech im Hashem Yisparach betmimas v'loch hakol asidos. We've been zoiche to learn, and we're all masters now of Tomim Tiem Hashem Elokecha. We all know that we're not yet to ask too many questions. We have to makabel b'tmimas, whatever Hashem brings upon us, and not to go and worry about what's going to be tomorrow. Fun, everybody's holding there, everybody's got that fun. Everybody, that's who you're all holding. Ach kal oile meile shayla. Im kach ein pnei advori, mawa tzorich mishtadlis. If that's true, so what I need is mishtadlis. והנה יסוד גודל דמדן הוא בעל חייבס הלבובס. זה בעל חייבס הלבובס, זה היליגה בעל חייבס הלבובס. You know, the Rishonim learned חייבס הלבובס. You know, חייבס הלבובס נעס מוסה סייפה for this generation. The Rosh learned חייבס הלבובס. The Tosfos HaRosh, the Rosh learned חייבס הלבובס. Ein ishtadles moil, and ishtadles mukhra. And six words that'll mamash drive you mad for a long, long time, hopefully. Ishtadles doesn't do nothing. Ella hu mukhrach, but you have to do it. You have to do it. But it doesn't do anything. I'm wasting my time for. Ishtadles eini moil, and ishtadles mukhra. Klima. האדם מושג להשיג את מטרוסו מבלי להשתדל כלל. What this is telling you is you can get what you need, what you want, without any shtadlus at all. You don't have to make a shtadlus. What you're going to get, you're going to get. The shtadlus doesn't do anything. Ulam nigzer agzeira la adam she'olav lishtal b'zeh sapecho. There's a knas, there's a fine, there's a tax that a person has to pay. B'zeh sapecho v'umakaymes agzeira. When you b'zeh sapecho, kaymes agzeira. But the shtadlus doesn't do anything. Hakesha bein ishtadlus lebein asogos matarasa umikri lechalutin. The result of your ishtadlus is completely, purely coincidental. There's nothing to do with anything.
Someone who doesn't want to make ishtadlus, what is the difference? That means someone says, I make no ishtadlus. And another one says, I try to do something.
We'll see. Good question. According to what we've just said now, if you don't make ishtadlus, it's not going to make any difference. You're not going to be makayim b'zeh sapecho, so you're going to have to pay that for that somewhere. Yeah. Let's say it's a mitzvah. Let's call it a mitzvah. It's not called kach mitzvah, but bona git says ishtadlus is a mitzvah. So you did do the mitzvah ishtadlus. Let's say Gassi, I'm not going to put on tefillin. He doesn't put on tefillin, but he still gets food. Right? So he just doesn't get schar for putting on tefillin. Aber ze lo kasher to his panosa. In Achinami, that's what he seems to be saying. That's the kasher. Hishtadlus ani moel ala mukhrach. You have to make it, but it's got nothing to do. The connection between your hishtadlus and the end result is purely coincidental. It has nothing to do with reality. Yes. That means you went to work, once again, this is the beginning, we're not finished. Don't anybody walk out of here and start living your life like this. Your mum is in a lot of trouble. And what we're saying at this stage, it's important to know this because a lot of this is going to be true even at the end of the day, but you have to know where this all fits in. There's a big, big sugya. You do what I do for a living, yeah? You picked up the phone, you phoned some rich guy, you told us we've got a koila, we're learning whatever, we've got some expenses, can you help us out financially? And the guy sent you a check. Now you have to know that phone call had nothing to do with you getting the check. That money was going to come to you whether you made the phone call or not. The law kashula phone call bichlau. You have to make the phone call because Hashem said you've got to make the phone call. But getting the money had nothing, it's purely coincidence that this guy happened to send you a check now the day you phoned and asked him for the money. It's a pure coincidence, it's going to come anyway. Okay. Is that it?
It may not have come from him.
It would have come.
So you don't have to go on your trips.
You don't have to go on your trips except you have a chiv to make ishtadlus.
There's no causation.
But in my job, it's not so poshut because my job is not ishtadlus. That's another story. I'll just use an example. Rav Matthias Solomon in his Pirush on Chovas HaLavavos says that a person who's raising money for Moistas HaTorah is not oisek in ishtadlus. He's oisek b'mitzvah. And therefore, the dinner b'zayis apecha toich alechem doesn't apply. And therefore, the heter to do the minimum doesn't apply either. He has to do the most, which is why I don't travel some more anymore. When I thought it was beginning shtadlis and I could do the minimum traveling with geschmack, you know, you go to Johannesburg in the summer when it's winter, yeah, and you know, you stay in a nice house with a swimming pool and you make 10 phone calls and you see your minimum shtadlis and now you have a holiday, you know. Then they told me, no, fundraising, you've got to do every, you got to work 27 hours a day. No, so then that's why I don't travel anymore. Okay, but there are Claudio. Okay. That's the problem we're having here. That's the problem we're having. And it's difficult because Hashem does it in such a way where your ishtadlus looks like that's what's bringing you the result. If Hashem would say, go like this five times, and a guy phones you up and says, where do I deposit the money? You'd understand that this had nothing to do with the money coming into your account. But Hashem says, no, pick up the phone, phone the guy asking for money. When he sends you money, know that it had nothing to do with you.
So all those people who are wealthy, and they must be doing a mitzvah. They're doing a mitzvah purely and simply that when they're going out to work, they're doing work to actually fund everybody. They're doing zavon
If that's what they're doing with their money. So
that's why they wouldn't be going to them if they wouldn't have any money.
No, sometimes Hashem gives them money because he wants to test them. He wants to give them a curse. The wild guy sitting on a lot of money, it depends. Is he giving money away the way he's supposed to? Then the yechidim, yechidim will give him. There's yechidim, yechidim.
His status is to make money to fund you.
He's not making money.
Well, you're relying on
him. He's working too hard. He's working because he's koich veitz and yodi. Every day he goes to work, could be he's over how many avarus because he's at work. Maybe he's supposed to be sitting and learning. I don't know.
But if he didn't go to work and earn his millions, then...
Chas v'chalila! He's going to work, has nothing to do with the millions. That's what we just said. There's no kesha between his ishtadlis and the money. Good! So you've got a kasha. Got to get clear in your head. You have to get this clear in your head. Ishtadlis isn't what's making the panosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah is goyzer, kama ben adam. He's going to make for the year, and that's it. There's nothing you can do to change it. As Moshe Reichman once said, as Moshe Reichman Zal said, Shana told us the story here. Moshe Reichman said, Hashem wanted to give me lots of money. Okay? So what did he do? He put a chuk in my cup to buy a building. So I went and I bought a building and I made a lot of money. Hashem wanted me to lose a lot of money. So he put a chuk in my cup to buy a building. So I bought a building and I went down and I lost a lot of money. In other words, Hashem does it in such a way that it looks like your ishtadlis did the money. Because Hashem's always minimizing the ness. But you think, yeah, I bought a building because I'm so clever and I understand property and I bought a building. And then, no, Hashem wanted to give you the money. He just wanted to hide the miracle. Say, put a chicken in your cup to make us a ishtadlis. I had a maisa like this. There's a certain person that sends the yeshiva money every year before Pesach. But some years, Pesach doesn't stem with the end of the financial year where this guy lives or whatever. Because it's got really nothing to do with Pesach. It's got to do with the end of his financials, whatever. But it usually coincides with Pesach. There was one year where it was going to be after Pesach. It doesn't help me after Pesach. I need to, whatever. There's stuff to do before Pesach. Pesach's an expensive holiday. You need money. So I don't make ishtadlis. So I emailed and I said, do you think that, this year the money, is it possible to get the money before Pesach? So his secretary writes me back and says, if you haven't got it by the end of the month, be in touch with us. At the end of the month is after Pesach. So what do you do? So the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to have the money before Pesach, get the money before Pesach. If he doesn't want me to have the money before Pesach, I'm not going to have the money before Pesach. Vazel, yeshli betochen. Cho betochen. Big ball betochen, we learn betochen. I've made ishtadlis. God said I didn't make ishtadlis. I sent the application for me, and the guy approved it. If you haven't heard from us by the end of the month, what more can I do than that? Fine. That's a month before Pesach. 2 weeks before Pesach, I'm getting a bit nervous already. A week before Pesach, my mom is cocking now. So, against all my it's a toivus to myself, I zip off another email. Is there any possibility, perhaps, maybe, ulai, we're going to get the money before Pesach. And the next day, the money hits my account. And I felt terrible. And this is ishtadlis. Where's your betochen? What are you doing? So I went to my rov that I discussed in Yoni in betochen with his mom, the big boki in the chavis of Avos, shara betochen, and I was used to learn with him. I said to him, I messed up. He said, no. Beget ishtadlis, you did the right thing. It was the right thing to do. But how do you know that he even got the email? Maybe he even got the email. So someone said, why don't you ask him? I said, don't mess with my betochen. My betochen is safe now. It means, forget his studies, that was something you had to do. That's a normal thing to do. You need money, you ask. But you think that it had something to do with you? It had something to do with you. I had another incident. It's small, but because it's small, it's big. It was also at the Kufa, it was hard to raise money. There was no mamash, didn't know what I was gonna do. And I thought, who says I have to make ishtadlis? Whatever's gonna be is gonna be. Number two, if I make yishtadlis, we discussed this in the breakfast here twice, if you make yishtadlis and you get results from yishtadlis, you mobile your mind, you start thinking your yishtadlis is doing the end result, and that can mess up your betochen. So I went to ask the Rav. I said, listen, if I make yishtadlis and I get the money, I'm gonna blame it on my yishtadlis. So maybe I don't have to make yishtadlis. He said to me, we have a chiv to make yishtadlis. We're not on a level where we don't make yishtadlis. You have to make yishtadlis. Aval daven, that it doesn't mabobel your rosh, that it doesn't mess up that you don't start thinking that your yishtadlis is doing it. Daven for siyata gishmaya. Fine. So off I go, make a few calls. Speak to one guy, he says to me, okay, I'll send you the money tomorrow. Send you the money tomorrow. Look in your account tomorrow, the money will be in your account. I go the next day, cutting a long story short, go the next day, open up the account, and there's an amount, 3,500 shekels bonadir. It wasn't three, it was actually a weird kind of an amount. It was a strange amount. It was a chebi duke, let's say 3,700 shekels. About $1,000, let's say. And on the next row, the very next row is exactly the same amount from some place, I don't know who it is. I can see Chaim Schmerl, 3,724 shekels or whatever, which I worked out must be kosher to $1,000. And underneath, the exact same amount from somewhere else. I don't know. Yeah, I found the bank, asked him, who's this? They tell me who it is. Eventually, I remember, if you want to get money from England, so you have to do it through a stocker company there. Achisomach, you heard of them? If anybody wants their address or whatever, I can give it to you. They give you very nice tax receipts and whatever. If you give money to us, you get a nice tax deduction. And this money's come to me from an Israeli organization there that does Achisomach transfers. Fine, so I pick up the phone and I phone Mrs. Cohen in Templars Avenue there in Golders Green. Mrs. Cohen, who runs Achisomach. I said to Mrs. Cohen, you know, it's been about a year since I was in England and I haven't spoken to anyone in England. Who's this money? What's this from? And she tells me who it's from. It's from a guy who was a bocher in this yeshiva more than 10 years ago, who I've had almost no kesher with since he left the yeshiva. He got married, I phoned to Mishima, Mazel Tov, a kid, I phoned to Mishima, but absolutely not kesher. He decided, pitom, to send the yeshiva money. How much? I remember now, it was £1,000. The first amount was, wow, that guy gave me an amount. And the second amount was the exact same amount, £1,000 in shekels. It was 4,728 shekels. What did Hashem just do? You'd think that the only reason you got the first amount was because you made the phone call. What did you do to get the second amount? The exact same day. For that amount to hit my account on the same day, the probabilities are very, very small. This guy to decide to send me money like 2 weeks ago. Then he sends it to Achisomach. Until Achisomach processes and sends it to me, it takes about 2 weeks. And it hits my account the same day as the money I made yishtadlis for. That's Hashem showing you that your yishtadlis isn't what's making you the money. Don't mababel ya. Horaya, the first amount you think you got because of you. Look, I can get you the same amount without you doing anything. I need you to make yishtadlis. The Moedic lesson, no? I think I have a fear to tell that story. I said it's nice because it's small amounts. You know, it's $50,000 here and $50,000 there, it loses it. Well, it's just nice because it's nice and small and bite size, but that's the story. You see it all the time. How many rich guys, you ask him, how did you make your money? He says, I bought the shares thinking they were going to go up and they went down. And then I told my secretary, buy these shares, and she bought the wrong shares and they went up. It never happened to anybody that they made a mistake and made money out of it. Or they had the best deal they were ever going to do and it fell flat on their faces. Oh, sorry. Well, if it wasn't, it is now.
You know why it's counterintuitive?
Of course it's counterintuitive.
Yeah, because we're Jews. Everything we do, we're in control to some extent. Bechira. We have a choice, good or bad. And we get the scar based on what we decide. Here, we feel like we're in control, but we have nothing to do with what the result is.
Oh, very good. Excellent. The yishtadlis we make in the world of Schav Oynesh, which is not so posh, but let's say what we understand, is we see the connection between our yishtadlis and the results. We put on tefillin, we get schav. Put it on tefillin. Hopefully. Okay? You keep Shabbos, you get schav. You keep Shabbos. The yishtadlis we make has a... But in this area, not at all. And yeah, you see it. By the way, in tefillin, you don't see it. You put on tefillin, you see the result. You have to wait till the next duel to see the result of that. You don't see the result. But we know that there's some correlation.
Why it's going in the bank account.
Connect. Yeah, there's some connection. But yeah, there's no correlation right. Whatsoever. It's purely coincidental. It's the hardest nisoy news. It's the biggest and hardest nisoy. And you can't potty yourself from this nisoy by not making shtadlis. Sometimes you have to make the ishtadlis, Rav Dessler says, taking it to break it. You have to make the ishtadlis to realize the ishtadlis doesn't do anything. A guy who just sits and doesn't do any ishtadlis, he'll never break his belief in the ishtadlis. Because he just doesn't see it. Sometimes the Baal B'tochen has to make ishtadlis in order to break his belief in the ishtadlis. What's the danger? You do too much, you stop believing in the ishtadlis. It's a very, very fine tightrope that you walk on. It's a very dikanisoy. Very big nisoy. That's why all the Sifrei B'tochen, all the Sfarim that deal with B'tochen at some point grapple with this sugya. I still like the Mahalach we took, Rav Dessler, Rav Mordechai Miller Zatzal's Mahalach in the Ishtadlis being an antidote to the Charota. That you have to find the minimum Ishtadlis, that if it doesn't work you won't have Charota, that you didn't do more. In other words, the Ishtadlis is there to protect your B'tochen. For me that makes the most sense.
When it's ishtadlut and when it's mitzvah, but parnasa, it's mitzvah or it's ishtadlut?
It's a mitzvah ishtadlus. You ever chiv to mefanes your family?
Yeah.
When you go to the bank and you cash a check in order to go to the makolet to buy vegetables to give your family, it's a cool mitzvah. Cool mitzvah. Yeah. But the mitzvah ishtadlus is to do the minimum. And know that it's not doing anything. The ishtadlis is not doing anything. So that's what's hard. Tfilin, I put on tfilin. I don't do the minimum. And I know that I'm getting paid for my tfilin. It's not that I put on tfilin. There is, the Chovetz Chaim discusses that there's more that you get, whatever. It's a complicated, it's one of the most complicated sugyas in Shana, but talking the sugya of the schar you get for your mitzvah. It's whatever. Lo mi vinet a sugya, but I'm not going into it. Aval in a chinami. There's a correlation, there's a connection between my ishtadlis and the end result. You do an aveira, you get clapped. You do a mitzvah, you get reward. It's one of the good given ma'aminim, ani ma'aminim, nachinam. The standards for panos is not so clear.
It's a question of measure. If you make too much or not enough.
Very delicate, the Chovetz Chaim Lvov discusses. If you make too much, you're going to go over bittul Torah because you work instead of learning. And if you make too little, then you're not going to have to eat and you're going to be over ma'abed alatzmoy badaz. You're going to be over committing suicide. The question is, but my panos has got nothing to do with my ishtadlis, so my korepo. It's just parallel lines touching each other again. We have to learn Chovetz Chaim Lvov inside. It's a rishon, it's more hard. It's like learning a toisvus. It's like learning a toisvus in Shabbos on Kamalis, nachon. You don't know what he's talking about. The Chovetz Chaim Lvov is a rishon. It's a hard, hard sefer. But that's where all the yesodis on. We have to learn it. We're learning it here. This is very much based on it. Hashem, we'll have a mahalach from his mahalach out of ishtadlis, but the truth of the matter is it's a battle you have day in and day out. Everybody's going to work, and how much to work and when to work. And if I go to work and I see a client and he pays me, if I didn't go to work I wouldn't have got that money because I wouldn't have seen the client, I wouldn't have got paid. How does this all work? Sometimes you get extra money and it gets taken away because the washing machine broke down. You get a bonus and you think, now I got all this extra money, and then boom, you land up with no extra money. So, we don't understand. But we have to understand one thing. Your ishtadlis doesn't do anything. Zilt, zilt, zilt. Ain't a moil clue. So that you have to understand. Don't understand, you have to just accept that. That's the way it is. It doesn't look like that. Okay. I'd like to go straight into Shia if we can.
Fine.
You, yeah. Go straight into Shia.